Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting and Overtime, and this is your basketball episode for Friday, June 11th. Sam, you sound different. No, I'm still sick. And no, I'm still tired from not sleeping. And I vented about that on the last episode on NBA basketball. You probably listened to me vent, and yeah, I do sound a little better than what I did in that one, but it's only because I'm talking to you. Guys, I've got a parlay for you. You guys know I listen to Matt Perrault, Sports Talk Matt. I'm trailing on his parlay. He always says, I got it from him, don't play a parlay. He even has a shirt that says, don't play a parlay. However, this parlay sounds pretty good to me. And I'm going to give it out on the top for those that were listening to the basketball episode, just tuned in to get the parlay. I'm going to give it to you. Let's go Padres-Mets over 6. The White Sox game, who are they playing? Detroit over 8.5. Kansas City over Oakland, or Kansas City, Oakland over 8.5. Dodgers on the money line. When I bet this, it was plus 849. When he bet it, it was plus 772. So make sure you're checking your numbers before you hit the bet button. As always, if you've got any questions, comments, problems, or protests, hit me up on Daily Sports Betting Overtime Daily Sports Betting OT at gmail.com, or hit me up on Twitter at Overtime Daily. That's my Twitter handle. Yes, DMs, or some people call them private messages, PMs, are open. Overtime Daily. Yes, last night I did make a mistake. I was switching back and forth. You guys know that I have two other podcasts, and I have accounts for them, just like this. I have emails for them, just like this. And so I was switching back and forth because one of my podcasts is Pro Wrestling Overtime. And I had recorded two episodes yesterday, and I was really excited about one of the podcast episodes that I had did, talking about the why. And so I was switching back and forth between my Twitter accounts and hit up some friends of mine, Nick and Liv. Shout out to Book It Sports app. And I was on the wrong account. Didn't realize it. I was on the Pro Wrestling Overtime account. Had to say, hey, sorry about that. This is Sam. And, you know, I've talked to Nick several times before on the phone and text messaging, and, of course, on the Book It Sports app. And, guys, I can't tell you, if you're looking for someplace to track your betting, someplace to post, someplace to brag, someplace to, since I'm a Southerner, hoot and holler, then that's the place you want to do it. Really is. Great community there. You guys will love it. No, they're not paying me. I'm just telling you how much I like it and enjoy it. But I'm thankful they both hit me back and continued talking to me about Vegas and Colorado because I was excited, even though I was under the wrong account. Now, I switched over later because I was switching back and forth. And I switched back over to Daily Sports Betting Overtime and talked to them there. So, guys, I am on Twitter. Am I on there every night? Yeah. a lot of times, even if I have plans or I'm watching something or whatever, I'm checking it to stay up to date with news happenings and what you guys are saying or what's going down in the sports world. So definitely looking at that, waiting to see what kind of bomb is dropped on Major League Baseball. Yes, I know that's what this episode's about. Because sticky substances on the ball, and see, they supposedly changed the ball to juice it up so we would have more scoring. The hitters instead, like I told you, have been saying, yeah, whatever, that it is the grip on the ball that they're loving. Yeah, it just works better with sticky substances on, guys. So, I look for them to start going out there. I've heard they may be going up there, going out to the mound, checking guys 10 to 15 times a game. That's per pitcher. So, if you're going to ball games and sitting in the stands, you know, you may not want to throw fits, just know it's coming. Because they don't want this, them changing the ball experiment, to not be working. So, we'll have to wait and see what's going on. Let's get into some games. Sam, why did you tell me that? Well, here's the reason. Because doing two bets per game, and I'm taking a lot of unders. Yeah, I heard your groan. It's okay. We'll be okay. We'll get through this. But I'm taking unders because the weather across the United States, for the most part, sucks. Especially on the East Coast, where there are a lot of games happening. There's, you know, rainstorms, thunderstorms, whatever you guys want to call them, happening in my neck of the woods. It is 86 or 87% chance it's going to rain today. Well, great. So, I look for that to keep the runs under. And then, if I'm a major league pitcher, before they start checking me all the time, I am going to show what I can do. So, I look for the pitchers to have a great night, including Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers. Yeah, I know a lot of you are Dodgers fans, so that's why I was talking about the sticky substances. Let's go 220. First game of the day, St. Louis at Wrigley. They're taking on the Cubbies. Guys, I'm taking the Cubs on this one. I know I usually take St. Louis, but when I look at the research and how they have been hitting, I'm going to take the Cubs minus 140 on the money line just to win, and I'm going under 9.5 at minus 122. And then we start our night slate. And guys, there is a slew of games, 7:10. So, 7 o'clock hour, going to be alert city for you that bet on a lot of games. I know sometimes it's hard for me to keep up when hockey's going on and I'm getting alerts, power play, and saves. And so I just kind of have to turn mine down as far as what do I really want to get alerts about. Do I want to get alert every time Colorado, playing at Colorado, scores a run? No. That's, you know, 15 runs a game, 15 alerts. No. So, really choose what you're getting alerts about. I used to get alerts on starting times. I don't anymore. So, just kind of watch what you're doing with alerts. Because, like I said, quick look. Looks like we've got 8 or 9 games starting at 7:10. So, let's go. San Francisco at Washington. Got postponed yesterday. From what I'm hearing, they're going to run a doubleheader tomorrow. However, I don't know that they're going to get to play this one. But we're still taking San Francisco. We were going to take them yesterday. Going to take them again today. San Francisco plus 152 on the money line. And then we're going under 7.5 at minus 113. Next game up is San Diego at New York. They're playing the Mets. And guys, I don't think location makes that big of a difference. We're going to go with the Padres. Plus 146 on the money line. Yes, I know all of the sports handicappers are taking the Mets. Guys, pick or choose, doesn't matter. I'm telling you what I'm doing, which I'm running with the Padres on this one just because research and eye test both tells me I think they win tonight. So let's go over 5.5, even money, and let's hope that they score some runs. Baltimore at Tropicana. Tampa Bay. Are they figuring out Tropicana? I don't know. Can anyone figure out Tropicana? Yes, I'm going to gripe again about it being cold down there when I go to watch games. Ugh, it's always cold in there. Anyway, Baltimore at Tampa Bay. We're going to take Tampa Bay minus 165. Yes, I know that's a lot of juice. Still taking it. We're going to get two games where I'm not touching the juice. On the money line. And we're going over 7.5 runs at minus 118. Then we're going to do Seattle at Cleveland. Guys, Seattle pulled off the win at Detroit yesterday. Let's look for them to pull off the win at Cleveland tonight. Seattle on the money line. But they keep it under 9. So we're going under 9 minus 109. 7:10, also tonight, Atlanta at Miami. Now, I know that some of you are going to point out, I was on the Braves earlier this week. I was. And they didn't let me down on one of the games, but they're playing the Marlins now. And remember what I said about pitching. So, I look for Miami to beat them on the money line. Plus 105, and them to stay under 7.5 runs. Chicago White Sox at Detroit. Let's take the White Sox on the money line, minus 165, and let's go over, like I said in the parlay, over 8.5 at minus 106. This separate bet from the parlay. Parlay, we're taking four teams together. This, we're just taking them to go over 8.5 in this game. Toronto at Boston. Talked about this yesterday. Guys, I really want to be on the Red Sox. I'm going to try. So let's go. Boston, money line, minus 121. And then we're going to go over the 9.5. At minus 110. Last 7:10 game of the night is Colorado at Cincinnati. And listen up. We're going to do reverse run line on Colorado. So we're taking them plus 1.5 runs at minus 110. So Cincinnati, in order for you to lose, has to beat Colorado by 2 or more. And we're going under 9.5 runs. Guys, they're not playing in Colorado. They're playing in Cincinnati. We're going under 9.5 runs at minus 122. Now, this is first game. You guys are going to think I'm crazy. I'm not. I'm doing the research for you guys. Pittsburgh at Milwaukee. I saw the sum in the COVID era last season. Didn't think I would see it this year. Pay attention to what you're betting on. I'm not betting on this game's winner. The juice is too much. It's over minus 200 for Milwaukee. Reverse the run line for Pittsburgh is not 1.5. It's 2.5. And it's minus money. Usually on reverse run lines, you get plus money. No. They're giving you minus money on both run lines. So you can either take minus 1.5 for Milwaukee for minus money, or you can take Pittsburgh at plus 2.5 for minus money. See what I mean? I'm not betting this. So we're going to go under on the 7.5 runs and just call it a night on this game. Minus 120. Now, there's another game I'm doing this on, and when we get to it, I'll explain it again. So, 8-10, we're going Houston on the run line, minus 1.5. So, Houston has to beat Minnesota by 2 or more, minus 104. Remember, I said in the last game, it was minus, I think it's minus 180 or 160 or something like that. This is minus 104. Big difference. Anyway, we're going to have them stay under 11 at minus 114. Then we get into two 940 games, one of which is the Los Angeles Angels at Arizona. Guys, I've been fading the Angels. I don't know if you guys have picked that up. I haven't really said a whole lot about it because I know some of you like the Dodgers, like the Angels. Don't know why. But anyway, I've been fading the Angels a little bit, been winning on it. So I'm fading them again tonight. So we're going to go Arizona on the money line just to beat the Angels, plus 125. We're going under 9 in that one. Minus 106. And then the other 940 game is Kansas City at Oakland. Out there in earthquake land. So, let's take Oakland. Kansas City, guys, we've talked about them before. Look good on paper. Not good on the field. So, let's take Oakland on the money line. Minus 132. And let's go under on that one. 8.5, minus 115. 10-10, last game of the night, not betting winners. And some of you guys know what game it is. Yes, it's the Texans at the Dodgers game. Here's why. The books are pulling the garbage again. You can take Texas plus 2.5 runs for minus money. Or you can take the Dodgers minus 1.5 runs for minus 240. Or you can take the Dodgers to win the game, which they're going to do, at minus 330. The books are getting ridiculous. Anyway, only thing I'm doing with this game, I'm betting the over. We're going over 7.5 runs tonight, minus 110. That's your 26 bets, plus a parlay bet for Major League Baseball today. Ooh, I'm tired. Are you guys tired? No? Because you haven't put your bets in. So go put your bets in, and let's watch some ball games. I know several of you actually like when I tell you what I'm going to be watching. Guys, I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm either going to watch, if they get to play, San Francisco at Washington, or the Padres at the Mets, if I watch baseball. I hate watching NBA basketball. I know you guys have heard me say that before. I don't like that they allow them to walk, and I don't like how they're making them play defense. So, I don't know. Maybe watch wrestling tonight. Instead of DVRing it and watching it later. I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe holler at friends and go out and watch some games like we did last night, or I don't know. Maybe we'll go to bed early and actually sleep. Who knows? If you've got any helpful hints, because I'm all about taking help, you guys write me at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter at Overtime Daily. I wish you the best of luck on anything that you are betting on or watching tonight. Like I said, write me and tell me what you're watching. Give me some ideas. If you're not watching sports, what are you watching? Give me some recommendations. As always, bet responsibly, guys. Do not bet any more than what you can afford. Please, if you think you have a gambling issue, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER and answer their questions honestly so they can make the appropriate, correct referrals for you to get help. Guys, you can't get help if, number one, you don't ask or you don't accept it. And number two, you can't get help if you're not willing to work on the problem. So, guys, I will talk to you soon, and I'll see you down the road.